On this version of Ask Mary Helen, I get to be a little personal and talk to you about one of my favorite days of the year. You know, I was born on January 5th, 1952. I understand that Winston Churchill arrived in the U.S. for his first visit that day. I've read that Harry S. Truman was president. Both tidbits, I don't remember. But I do know that I was welcomed as the firstborn daughter of Frances Davis Conroy and Noreen Rita McNichols, who were wildly excited that I was here. I also know that my birthday was a Saturday, and that old Mother Goose rhyme says that Saturday's child works hard for its living. Oh yeah, I've been that gal. I've always found this time of year to be rather interesting. We hit the holidays, followed by New Year's Day, which is always a big reflective time for me. And then 4 days later, wham, the birthday. I grew up like many Capricorns, thinking that gifts were pulled from under the tree to be saved for the birthday. Why give them all in the holiday when we can save a few? I used to also love folks that were so happy my birthday was early in January. They would brag at the big sale they got on my gift. Now, I'm happy they did, but really, was I not worth full price? Well, that being said, I love my birthday. It's the only day of the year that's mine. The Mary Helen Conroy Day among my family and friends. Except for maybe 3 years during my career life, I've never worked on my birthday. If there can be national holidays, there can be a It's Your Birthday Day day, and I take it. It starts at midnight. I stay up till then to sing happy birthday to me. I now have 24 hours that are all mine, off to sleep. But in the morning, I pour myself a delicious cup of coffee. I head to my chair in the cozy room and I begin. I start the day with my journal. Writing at the top of the page, it's my birthday, it's my year. I reflect on the 10 best things from the past year. A few of them this year are: number one, my sisters now live in town with me. It's the first time in 20 years we've all been together. And just knowing they're here close by, it's heartwarming. Number two, RetireeRebels.com has over 10,000 downloads. Carol and I have created something amazing from nothing. Number three, I spent a whole week with my two sons in Portland, getting to know these incredible young men for more than just an hour over a family dinner. Priceless. Number four, my book, the amazing itty-bitty retirement book, Ready, Set, Retire, was published in December, and it's now on Amazon. I'm amazed I did it. I finished it. Number five, I'm healthy, thankfully so. Number six, I have a beautiful roof over my home. I share my life with an amazing partner, and nothing is better than love. You get the idea. I could do the hardest stuff of the year, but on this day, I do the top 10, not the bottom. And then I take a page and allow myself to dream of what I'd like to put into the new year. I start by picking three words, a la Chris Brogan, that stand as focal points for me. And this year they are: number one, move. Move my body, move my life. Two, luminosity. Be the light in the world. And three, speak. My truth, and as somebody who needs to hear the words I have. And I have some big dreams, too. Like, I want to hold a retreat for women called Dream Camp, a weekend of discovery of what might still be. I want to speak at 12 different venues this year. And if you know of one, please let me know. Being the best me I can be, and enjoying living in my skin. And this list continues until I have 10 new ideas for the new year. Then, the rest of the day is mine. This year, it included a delightful dinner at my favorite restaurant. I was gifted with packets of $65. How cool is that? But here's the rub this year. I'm angsty about being 65. I've been working and helping seniors for a while, and then the birth calendar made me an official one. I have new things for my wallet. I have a Medicare card. My ARP card is really real. And I'm not feeling the love. I'm feeling somewhat old. Not because I do, but because this birthday tells me I am. I remember back to other birthdays that triggered societal expectations. When I was 13, I was a teenager. At 16, I can drive. At 18, I'm an adult. At 21, I can drink. Let's party. Then we have this long patch of time that's made up of birthdays that end in zeros or fives that march us along life's path till 65, dead. I was telling somebody about my feelings and said, but what I really want to do for the rest of my life is show folks that 65 is only a beginning. Duh. Of course that's what I want to do. And that's why I'm so surprised I'm seeing 65 as a wall. I know intellectually 65 is just a number. I know my mantra has been, life's a daring adventure and I'm not done yet. So why am I feeling weird about this? Somehow in slipping across the threshold from 64 to 65, I entered a different checkbox on those age categories. Somebody recently said to me, well, your generation. And somebody else said, you're 65? Nicely surprised. But I know afterwards by that look that she said, wow, she's older than I thought. So as I moved through this month of getting used to that 65 number, I met a good friend for coffee. I explained all of this to her and she said, so what are you going to do about it? I said, I want this year to be seen, to be heard, and not to be dead. And she said, well, there you have it. Create a year that you see others, you hear others, and don't be stupid and die. I like that a lot. Great advice, Kim. Happy birthday to me. You see, that's the other thing I do. I celebrate for a full month. So hear me singing the HB song, Rebels. Go, Rebels!